Well, this weekend is our second weekend of reading from St. John's 6th chapter, the Bread of Life Discourse. It's the second week out of 5 weeks that this year during the summer we do this. You know, often we live our lives striving for temporary happiness. But today Jesus reminds us not to work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. That's quite a difference, isn't it? Last week we heard about Jesus multiplying the loaves and fishes for a large crowd of over 5,000 people. And the multiplication of the loaves prefigures, it foreshadows Jesus at the Last Supper. And every Eucharistic celebration that we have, that is Mass. Our Eucharistic meal is the spiritual food that we consume. Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And it will satisfy us, Jesus says. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Well, we all have needs to be satisfied, and it seems because built into our humanity, we have all these needs. It seems like we're never satisfied. Sometimes it feels like we're missing something in our lives. Don't you agree? We always want more. We're constantly looking for the next moment, the new now, because right now isn't good enough. We don't feel complete. And in that incompleteness that we have, we try to satisfy ourselves, but we grab at the wrong things. You know, perhaps we put all of our hope and trust in a job promotion you're waiting for, or comforts in our home, or the next vacation we're planning to take, or maybe even buy a new house, or even taking the next stage in our own life, a vocational change like getting married, having babies, becoming a grandparent. People my age, they seem to revel in that, being a grandparent. I don't have any children myself, of course, but I kind of revel in my nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews, many of whom are adults already. Well, the list goes on. We might think to ourselves, then I'll be happy when I get any of these things. And while many of these things are very good and they do bring us joy, they're only a small glimpse, just a little peek at the deeper, lasting happiness that Jesus offers us. These gifts should remind us of our loving Creator and all the good things that God gives us. And instead of placing undue importance on these things or people, we place it on Jesus, because Jesus says, whoever comes to me will never hunger, whoever believes in me will never thirst. He is the one that fills our hearts. So how do we order our minds and hearts so that Jesus is the source of our fulfillment? Well, simply by responding to his invitation to come to him. And we come to Jesus when we receive him at Mass, of course. In the moment we receive the Eucharist, we are sustained and strengthened on our journey for eternal life. But we'll take just for this coming week, we won't need to be strengthened and sustained. And yet, if we're going to carry Jesus in our minds and hearts all week long, we also have to respond to his other invitations, the other promptings of the Holy Spirit that come to us. Promptings to come to Jesus in other ways as well. For instance, Jesus wants us to come to him in daily prayer. You know, sitting in silence or praising him for blessings, saying prayers, maybe rote prayers or memorized prayers, or just having a conversation with him. That's prayer. Asking him for guidance, asking him to be with us when there's something special going on in our life that we have to kind of deal with. He wants us to come to him throughout our day-to-day moments, acknowledging his presence and thanking him for the good news we have received about something we've been praying for, perhaps, or calling upon him when we are weak, or finding life very difficult. He wants us to come to him as we serve our families, our friends, our community at large, remembering that we serve others. When we serve others, we are serving him. But most importantly, Jesus wants us to accept his invitation to come every Saturday evening or Sunday, to come to him, to worship him, to be fed by him with his gift of the Eucharist, the food that does not perish, but endures for eternal life.